Busy badge-wearing people are pondering over a power struggle in the Fiji Islands or the export of a spice in Zanzibar. Outsiders could be forgiven for thinking a high delegation of the United Nations is having a coffee break in the lobby of a five-star Budapest hotel. But a closer inspection quickly reveals that most of these apparently very bright people are in their early teens. These whiz kids have just done their first written test of the National Geographic World Championship. The three teams with the highest scores will meet each other Thursday for the championship finals at the Budapest Palace of the Arts. There they answer questions in a game show format moderated by Alex Trebek, host of a popular American television quiz show known as Jeopardy! It will be a tough battle for four-time world champion the United States, admits 15-year-old Andrew Leutanik from Kansas City after finishing the written test.
Our country is defending our title. We weren't competing in the 2003, but it kind of puts a little bit of pressure on us. But we're just trying to try our best, and hopefully that will be enough to keep it so that the next team will have to defend our title. So,
what was the most difficult question you got? Or were there no difficult questions?
Lots of them were very difficult, and it's kind of hard to choose which one was the most difficult. Lots of history and lots of, like, exports. There was an oil one where we had to name the top five oil producers in Africa, and we couldn't decide which one it was.
Yeah, everyone knew the first four.
But the last one, it's between Cameroon and Angola. So we have Cameroon, the Canadian team has Angola.
We're not exactly sure about that specific question, but, you know, we're pretty confident. So, well, we hope we did well.
His team will face tough competition from several countries, including Argentina, Australia, Bulgaria, Canada, Chinese Taipei, Costa Rica, France, Germany, Hungary, India, Mexico, Poland, Romania, Singapore, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Organizers also hope that students from African nations, Ghana and Nigeria, can compete in Budapest, but on Monday there were visa troubles. The World Championship is organized by the U.S.-based National Geographic Society, one of the world's largest non-profit scientific and educational organizations. The gathering in Budapest comes amid concern over a recent survey that shows Americans aged 18 to 24 scored lower in geography tests than their counterparts in the other nations surveyed, except Mexico. Geography competition director Mary Lee Eldon is not surprised.
In the United States and other countries, students are awarded and recognized for their sport athletic ability in soccer and football and rugby or whatever. And my feeling is that all students can't be good in sports, but they might be good in something else. And if they're good in geography, they should be rewarded. And our reward is that if they do well in their national contest, they get to come together with other geography students and take a great trip like this. What I realize is that once students are exposed that geography is not memorizing capitals, that it's more about the world around them and it's the connections of people to places to things that are happening, then they're interested in it. And if we can make other students and the schools realize they can make geography exciting, then it'll make a comeback.
She also hopes it will encourage girls to take up geography as a subject, as they are still very much underrepresented at the championship. For some participating in the competition, planet Earth is not enough. 16-year-old German Erik Rautmann already plans to look beyond the skies once he finishes his high school.
At first, I would like to travel around the world to make a picture of the world we live in. And after that, I would like to study and space technology. I would like to make something in that area to plan missions to other planets and to bring people in the space, up to the space, and that's what I like to make.
So you want to work at NASA, for instance, in the United States, or you prefer the European space project?
NASA is okay, why not?
He is confident that Germany will win the National Geographic World Championship, although organizers say host country Hungary has a good chance of winning the battle. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.